something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Burning and Shining Light.
Hallelujah. Are you still there? Now, you read in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and you find something beginning to happen. There's a change. Peter comes into the house of Cornelius the Roman centurion, and the many gathered, all the family, the whole household is gathered, and Peter begins preaching. He's preaching the word of God. Then the Bible says, in the 44th verse, while Peter yet spake these words, Oh God, didn't Jesus say, anyone who believes in me, out of his belly shall flow gushers of living water. Out of his belly, that means out of his innermost being, that means out of his spirits, shall pour out rivers of living water. You know what that means? What he has made us to be. What a life. What he has made us to be. Now Peter speaks in this home. It was not a church. It was not a crusade ground. It was the living room of a man. Many of you will visit families where this kind of miracles will happen. It doesn't have to be in a church building, in their living room. But the word of God will be inside you as a burning fire in your bones, shut up in your bones. Because you're going to be a burning and a shining light. While Peter yet spake these words, the Bible says, Acts chapter 10, verse 44. He says, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. The Holy Ghost fell on them as the rain. While Peter yet spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on them. A burning and a shining light. Peter was a burning and a shining light. The fire of God fell. While Peter was talking, the fire fell. This is the man that stood while they thought that they were drunken men. He says, no, we are not drunken as ye suppose. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass afterwards. That means in the last days that I'll pour, hear that again, pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Oh, hallelujah. A burning and a shining light. No, I can't miss this. A burning and a shining light. He said the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost fell. It means fell like the rain. The Greek is epipipto. It means that the Holy Ghost fell like the rain. An outpouring. Did they feel water? Oh no, that had nothing to do with it. He's talking about the anointing. He's talking about walking in the glory of God like never before. He's talking about having a consciousness inside you of the word of God working in you. Jeremiah said, but his word was in my heart as fire shut up in my bones. And I was tired of keeping quiet. He said, I had said I'm not going to talk again. But his word was inside me. When you pray, you're going to say, Lord, I'm going to be a burning and a shining light. And for that to happen, you pray in the Holy Ghost. You soak yourself in the Holy Ghost. Because it's what you have that you can give. If you are so full of God, when you go out of there and you speak, the fire of God will come out of you. The rains of the Spirit will come out of you, pour out of you. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. A consciousness. I got fire in me. I'm not going to be worldly and carnal. No, I'm not going to be fleshly. I'm going to be a burning and a shining light. I'm going to make my light so shine. My light is going to shine. I'm going to speak up for God. Because the word of God is inside me. As fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kora masata la mandegedes. Jiro manto kobra de gesete. Li marabasa kataya. La mando robosete ke. Zivro barahara de geseche. Diamantelegis. Diamantelegis. Diamantelegis kofra badila. Shoramantikai. Hallelujah. A burning and a shining light. I'm going to burn for God. I'm going to shine for God. A burning and a shining light. This is the greater light. Are you getting it now? We talked about the word of God being the greater light. But I can see what God wants me to be. The greater light. That's what he wants me to be. Not only should I receive the word of God, which is the greater light, and function in the greater light, but I am the light of the world. And I'll function as a burning and a shining light. That is the sun. And I rule the day. I rule the day and the night. I rule. The greater light rules the day. And you know what? It also rules the night. So I rule the day and the night. I'm the greater light. I rule the day and night. Can you catch it now? In the day, I'm ruling. In the night, I'm ruling. No wonder Jesus said, fear not. Cheer up, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord.
for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovell360.com. This message is titled, The Person of Jesus. This is the continuation of the message, The Person of Jesus. This message is titled, The Glory of the Word. This is the continuation of the message, The Glory of the Word. This message is titled, The Light of Life. This is the continuation of the message, The Light of Life. This message is titled, Burning and Shining Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.